Hope everyone's doing well today. We will get started in a minute or two as we get more people in here.
All right, let's test out mics here real quick. Bernie Badberries, can you guys?
I hope it's good now.
Okay, good, perfect. I think I hear you guys loud and clear. And I think Daniel, inviting you to speak too, and then we can start with our updates here. All right, guys, let's go ahead and start with our updates for the week, and people will come on in. First big update, if you guys haven't noticed, but the slots are moving a lot faster than their IRL counterparts. They've broken all records for first day marketplace volume, which was only set last week by the Geckies. Stargaze also did touch on 69,000 followers and just pulled back. So you guys have another shot to check out the 69,000 eclipse. There was a first testnet transfer for Stargaze NFT to Ethereum via testnet by Union Labs. There's also Stargaze at NFT NYC last week with some great events showcasing some Stargaze artists. Just like the Celestia project last week, you are able to mint in Stars, USDC, USK, and TIA, as a reminder for you guys. That was also the very first project to take advantage of a Merkle whitelist, which is almost like an infinite whitelist. So it had about 400,000 addresses on there that were able to mint at, to mint in whitelist, and it minted out very, very quickly. On the governance side of things, Prop 266 passed, so that allows Stargaze governance to have an account on Neutron. Prop 267 is currently voting. That'll allocate 85 million stars from the community pool to Stride for protocol-owned liquidity. And there's currently another Commonwealth discussion on protocol-owned liquidity, on a protocol-owned liquidity deal with Shade. On the UX side of things, if you now share an individual Stargaze NFT or collection, there is a meta tag involved. So try sharing that in your socials. We did Eclipse Flow and Immutable X over the weekend on Crypto Slam, and Stargaze was some of the top earners on CoinGecko. So things are going well. It's Stargaze season, and I'm glad you guys are all here with us. Let's go ahead and take it with our projects for the week. Let's start with Badberries. Welcome, Badberries.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. I guess, introduce yourself and your project here.
Yeah, sure. Some of you may know me. My name's Luke. I've worked at Stargaze for about 18 months now as a developer. I think the idea started maybe 2-3 months ago. I think we were talking after one of the big Friday mints, and then someone kind of said, like, oh, I feel like we should all have a collection, like everyone should launch one. And then I kind of said, well, I can't draw, but my girlfriend always doodles these little berries. And then I think someone had said, like, oh, bad berries, as a joke. And I thought, oh, that's actually kind of funny. And then we'd draw some, and they were quite cute. And that's where the idea came. So it's obviously a kind of ode to bad kids. When I joined Stargaze, that was my first NFT I got. It's a little kind of nod to that collection and just a bit of fun.
They seem pretty fun. Did you guys draw all of these individually, or what was the process behind them?
Yeah, so everything's totally drawn by hand. It kind of started off as like, we'll just do berries. And then I think I showed someone and they were like, oh, there's actually other fruits that we don't think are berries that are berries. And then we said, well, why don't they're actually bad berries? So let's just draw all sorts of different fruit. And then we had the idea of like, well, they're bad berries, so let's kind of have this, like they've escaped the harvest, like they've had chunks taken out of them, they're up to no good, they're, you know, so that's where it kind of came from. And then we just try to make them super expressionate. Everyone looks really quite different. I think all the faces work really well together. Yeah.
So this is like your first NFT collection, right? And this is also your girlfriend's first collection. Has she been involved in any art or creative endeavors before?
Never, no. She's a school teacher though, so she's always kind of drawn with her kids and stuff. So I think that's where it kind of comes from. But yeah, she's always drawn little bits and stuff, draws with her kids. I think when I first showed her Bad Kids, she was like, oh, these are rubbish. They look like kids have drawn them. And I was like, yeah, that's the whole idea. And she was like, oh, okay, I get it. She was like, look like the drawings that my kids do. And I was like, yeah, exactly.
So yeah, did she get some input from her kids at school, or some inspiration from them?
Exactly. So she took in some, so she teaches 4-year-olds for context. So she printed off some, and then she was like, obviously some ideas, like some happy ones, some sad ones, some angry ones. And then she was like, pick your favorite of these. And then we kind of did that for like 20 different rounds of like different fruit, different ones. She tried to explain to them what it was for. They didn't really get it. But yeah, so they kind of had their input and they decided on what they liked and didn't like. So the actual four of them, or the kind of ones on the collection header, those were all kind of the favorites picked out by the kids. Yeah.
Do you guys have any favorite traits, or like any traits that the kids recommended you guys to use?
I think they all liked that some of the fruits were like bitten out of and took chunks out of them, and they all seemed to like the kind of grumpy ones. They said it reminds them of their mom and dad and stuff. So,
yeah. Do you guys have what are your plans for post mint? Do you guys plan to do a Discord or any fun games, or what's the future for Bad Berries look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're gonna, once we've kind of made it out, we'll start a Discord, we'll start posting stuff, and we'll try and create a bit of a community there. We've really been flat out just trying to make the designs as good as possible. So we're almost like trying to get ourselves up to the mint, make sure the designs and the tokens are as good as we can. And I think we'll then go from after there and make like a kind of a phase two launch and see what we can do and see what kind of fun we can bring.
So you know, you mentioned that you've been at Stargaze, right, for a while now, but this is your first collection. Any insights from, you know, being inside the scenes to turning into a creator?
Yeah, there's a lot more work that goes into it than I thought. I think we thought like, oh, this will be fine, it'll be easy to create a collection. And I think you, once you get down to it, you start taking it really seriously. But yeah, I don't know if there's any insights really at all. I think all the art's so different, and it's all just about putting your little spin on it and stuff. I think Stargaze sees such like an eclectic group of like artists, and everything's so different. Yeah, but no, I'm not sure I can pull anything from it apart from that. Yeah, I just want to see color. I want to see bright colors. I want to see fun things. I want to see stuff that makes people smile. I always think those are the kind of most inviting NFTs, the ones that bring a little bit of joy.
I mean, you know, you yourself have a little bit of a design touch. Do you have any of an artistic background at all?
Not at all, no. Purely just from developing websites over time, you just kind of learn what looks good together. So yeah, I kind of gave input on what I liked for these, but the drawing was all my girlfriend and stuff. So she was kind of the art director for all of it, and then obviously the kids as well. They got final say.
Can we maybe expect a kick-ass website for Bad Berries sometime in the future? Maybe
that's all. That's got to be a given, hasn't it? We'll need to come up with something fun for that. I'm sure Bernie will have some input on what we could do. He's always got good ideas.
Yeah, and you know, we do also have those components that Cosmology made. I think that should make it pretty easy to create like your own marketplace on a website as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I feel like I've built so much on Stargaze that I've got such a, like I know exactly what I'm looking for. So I'm always wanting like exactly how it is. You know, we spend so much time trying to perfect things at Stargaze that, you know, you want to make sure the site would be as good as it can be.
Yeah, it's true. Custom site, maybe that's it's a little bit of a little bit of alpha for the berries there.
I think it's got to be.
Great. Let's go ahead and hear from Daniel right now about his project. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey, everyone. Can you hear me?
Sure can. Yeah.
Oh, nice. That was nice. I got some troubles with my headphones, but I was just almost freaking out, like, okay, why is not working? Because, I don't know, like, almost freaking out because, yeah, my headphones was kind of, yeah, not working and so would, but if you can hear me, I'm fine. So,
yeah, we can hear you. Yeah,
yeah, that's a good to know. Yeah, thank you very, very much to you all to being here, to your time. And I'm really glad to share with you all about my work, about this project that is very special to me because it is my very first collection in on Stargaze. So I'm very excited to show it to you all. And yeah, this project comes from a concern about the environmental situation of my city, Bogota, because when I decided to do this project, Saturated City, in that time, that was kind of 5 years ago, the quality of the air that we were breathing in Bogota was awful because of a forest fire in the hills. So yeah, the quality of the air was a mess. So I was very concerned about this environmental, you know, trouble, this huge problem. So yeah, I decided to recreate like a dystopian city in which this kind of chaos, pollution, and yeah, like this kind of troublesome city is taking place. So a friend of mine, he took some pictures of Bogota and these massive hills that are just in behind the city. And he said, like, okay, look at these pictures. I'm not going to do anything with those pictures. Maybe you can do anything. I don't know. So he gave me that pictures. I decided just like to take some, maybe you can call it pixels or maybe frames or like those little vertical pieces to in a random way, you know, to make this like random picture, because this project are made of so many pictures, but just taking some pieces, like little pieces to make something big, like a whole new picture, like very big. So for this collection, I decided to divide those panoramic pictures. You can see this you have just shared this project, like this post. You can see in these pictures, like two big panoramic pictures of the city in which the chaos, like the pollution, and high structures are taking place like the main characters, you know? So this project was also selected by the government of the city to be showed in the massive transportation system of Bogota, you know? So they took that picture to show that little frame of one of the panoramic pictures. So yeah, this project comes from like that concern about what are we doing as a human beings, as a civilization with our environment, how our cities are getting bigger and bigger without no stop. You know, it's like our city has not any limits, but we are not taking into account the consequences over our environment. So this is like the main concern about this project.
Yeah, I really like the art. So these were, so you had the photographs, right? And then you digitally manipulated them to create them like almost like a pixel art. And then were they printed out again and then put in public spaces?
No, I mean, the only time that that picture was like exhibit was in that picture that you can see in like in this station of the bus transportation of Bogota. But yeah, this, I mean, I think this is a really, like the really very first time that this project goes beyond of that, because this project has never been exhibited in a museum or an art gallery. No, never. So I think it is very interesting just to take this project into the web. Like, okay, maybe this project never touched a wall in an art gallery, but is taking its place in the web. So this is kind of interesting. And the process, yeah, I got like this digital archive of pictures of Bogota. Yeah, I just select some pictures, maybe, yeah, like taking some pieces, little pieces. Like it was like more like a puzzle. But there was not like a picture, like a defined picture in my mind, like, okay, this is my goal. No, that was so random. So yeah, those cities, like the black and the white, the white one, are just like a random picture that was appearing each time I was just putting each frame, each pixel, you know?
Yeah, so this is this was a totally new and different process for you, right? I didn't see anything you've done similar. Have you done this type of work similar, like converting like a photograph into some type of pixel art, or is that completely new for this project?
Yeah, that was the very first time that I do something like with a picture, digital picture, you know, because my main work, like as an artist, is mostly in drawing, but I want to try something similar of those pixels, like vertical pixels, with the drawings that I'm working on lately. But this is like the very first experimentation, like the very first approach that I got from photography and digital art. So I think I have discovered so many things, very interesting things in these kind of creations, you know, like in digital art. So yeah, this is like the really beginning of this path, you know, of digital art for me.
Yeah. So, is this also your first NFT project?
Yeah, this is my very first NFT project. That's why I'm almost freaking out in this moment. Like, so excited.
Well, welcome. Can you tell us how you landed on Stargazer? How you heard about it?
Yeah, that was because of my real good friend Aura. I think you all know her because she's like a real, real good artist from Stargaze. So we met like in a random way, because I saw her like she was traveling around the world, but she was, hey guy, I'm in Bogota, I'm just taking some time here, and maybe we should meet again, maybe go have lunch, I don't know. And she told me like, okay, I'm just working and exploring the NFT industry, and this platform Stargaze is the one that I'm just like putting all my efforts to show my artwork, and maybe you should just like show your art because you are very good. I know you work from a lot of time ago, so I think your work could be a good fit for this platform. Yeah, you should try it because you're talented, you have so much projects that must be seen for many people. So you should try to introduce in this industry, like in NFTs and Twitter. And yeah, she's one, the person that was teaching me all this ecosystem. Also Figaro is here in this space. He has one of the best teachers for me in this path. Also Brady from Signal, I mean, it's like I'm feeling full of gratitude for those guys, because they are like my mentors in this place, in this path, you know.
Yeah, those are all great community members, and we're excited to have you here. What was the learning curve like to get up to speed on this?
Well, I come from a very traditional art world, you know, like museums, art galleries, because I have a work as a curator, but my approach is like, I really want to meet artists to put their projects in the walls of art gallery or museum. But I think this world, like this ecosystem of the Web3 and Stargaze, the NFTs, I think it's something very different in a way that the people here in this ecosystem are very clever, but they are kind, they are more open to hear so many perspectives from many, many creators and artists. I think this is a huge difference between the Web3 and the real, like the traditional art, market, because the people there, I think, is sometimes is not that open to hear another opinions and other perspectives. And so many artists has a strong ego that maybe is not that cool to chat with, to work with. So in the Web3, I just found another way to do things. But I think something that I do appreciate in this ecosystem is like everyone here has been so kind to me. The people here is so full of ideas. Their insights are very interesting, like how the art market could be more interesting, but could be more maybe efficient. And I don't know, it's something so different. So as a artist and an art curator in a traditional way, for me to get more involved in this industry has been like a mind blowing for me in this time that I'm just working on it. So that has been so exciting, and looking forward to do more things here.
Awesome. Thank you very much. At this time, we'll go ahead and take any questions or comments from the audience for Daniel and Badberries. If you guys have anything to ask, please request to speak and we'll get you guys answered.
You can
leave a question in the thread. Go ahead, Bernie.
Yeah, so in the meantime, I had questions as well, both for Badberries and also for Daniel. Let's start with Daniel one. It's kind of cool to see that as a visual artist you're exploring Web3 and deploying on Stargaze this amazing piece. Like what it looks like to me is like you're showing a fragmented world with all those fragmentations as pixel lines, or how anyone could describe them, where we are fragmented from nature, fragmented from the pollution we do, but also from the chaos inside the cities and all the people there. And I think it's a really nice representation of how things can be seen with a different eye. I'll definitely try to get one. They look very cool. And I was just wondering, like, if you, you as a, an artist, how was your onboarding onto Web3, and how did you find Stargaze Studio to put up on your collection?
Yeah, but like the experience to upload all these assets in the Stargaze platform, like Stargaze Studio, the very beginning for me was kind of confusing, because it was like the very first time that I'm just doing it, you know, like I think when you are doing something for the very first time, maybe you are not confident and on how to do this, but in this path, Figueres was like the real good friend that was by my side, teaching me all the steps of uploading these assets, like the pictures, the metadata. For example, for me, the metadata issue was kind of the hardest because I couldn't understand so well, like, how does it work? But in the meantime, like, doing it, like, uploading the material, the pictures, I just discovering that the Stargazing studio platform is kind of intuitive. Is not that hard in reality. So I think it's like the very first time was kind of, I wasn't that confident at all, but that was so important for me that Figueres was there for me, teaching me and saying what to do. For example, the Discord platform for me is kind of tricky. It's still tricky for me, like, trying to understand how to work all these channels and how to share the information. But each time I think I'm getting more involved and more like understanding each time more and more and more these platforms. But by far, Stargaze Studio for me is the easiest, you know. And I really want to say thank you for your appreciations, like all these insights that you got from these pieces of my project. I'm really glad to hear them because I think you have like a real sensation of what I wanted to express in this project. So really, thank you. Thank you for those words.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then a question for Bad Berries. What's your favorite berry?
Oh, you're putting me in the spot here now. I actually like the ones that's not a berry. The apples are my favourite. I think they're really well drawn. I think there's the ones that have the kind of bitten out chunks. I think it's actually on one of the display pictures. Those are my favourite. Then a couple of them have got some traits of, you know, some have got some body parts. I didn't want to post that in the collection header, so I thought that's just like a wee teaser for people who meant they may get a little surprise that they're not just berries. Some have got a few accessories and some extra things with them.
Oh, that's nice. Like, I usually go over constellations to take a preview at the collections and ask questions about traits and stuff, but haven't seen them yet. Maybe they're on testnet, but I haven't looked there yet.
Yeah, I think they're on testnet at the moment, just cleaning everything up and almost ready to launch shortly. But yeah, just on that about Stargaze Studio as well, even for someone who is pretty tech savvy and obviously I work in software as well, like someone like Sirkin, who was really helpful today, is a testament to the team, really, of having, you know, a group of people that actually help onboard you and make sure everything's super smooth. It was a very easy process for me. Sirkin was superb and helped me with everything, made sure the metadata was correct, made sure, you know, helped me upload stuff. It was a super smooth process. And I think what Stargaze Studio provides is such an amazing service for people who want to create the NFTs, especially for people who don't have that technical expertise and even those who do. So yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to the studio team as well.
Nice kind words. Like, it's cool to see Stargaze evolve in a variety of communities. Like, we got Kenyan artists like drawing stuff, but we also have generative artists or visual artists like Daniel, and now even developers are being artists in their sense. And it's kind of cool to see everything form and shape around Stargaze. And I think it's just a nice place to be here.
Yeah, 100%. I think as well, the more you do stuff and the more creative you get, the more ideas come out of you and the more sort of inspiration you get. So I think being around communities like this and and practicing and stuff you want to do and diving into things, you become better at it over time, and then you create more interest in things.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see more more developers from the Cosmos ecosystem start to create projects. I know we had Calvin maybe like a couple months ago, and we also do have Public Works, which is basically FX hash or art blocks on Stargaze. We've only had a handful of projects launched there, and that's a really great way for developers to kind of, you know, flex their muscle a bit there. And also, this is a great time to give a big shout out to Cirque and Stardy and Brady, who help all of our projects technically launch. Without them, just like Bad Berry said, we would not have any projects to speak to today. So thanks a lot, guys. And Aura, I see you got your hand up. Welcome. Oop, Aura, are you with us? Oh, maybe we will come back to you. We have Atlas DAO. Wait, Aura, are you back? Okay, I think Aura may be having some mic issues. Atlas, welcome.
Hello, hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Awesome, awesome. I'm just going to come up and say hi to everybody. Yeah, can't wait to see what happened with you guys' collection. The Bad Berry look kind of cool and funny, so let's see. But yeah, just want to come up to share a little bit about some cool feature we launched today. I don't know if that's a wise space to talk about it.
You can give us a quick update.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so today on a raffle system platform, we just push an update where now you can create a raffle with multiple NFTs, and also multiple wallet can win when you create a raffle like that. So you can create a raffle with 10 pixel squid or something like that, and 10 wallet will be able to win. We also added a minimum ticket requirement. So when you create a raffle, you can add a minimum ticket that need to be bought before the raffle officially start. And also we added we automate the raffle cycle, so now you don't have to keep clicking on button when the raffle over. But the one thing I wanted to talk about the most is we're planning on having a big, super big raffle in the next few days. Hopefully we'll launch it by tomorrow or Saturday. So we plan on having at least 2 bad kids and the correspondent angry parent. So that'll be cool. So the way we're gonna work, we're planning on raffling 20 to 30 geckies on a raffle system, which means 20 to 30 wallet will be able to win a geckies. But we're adding on a twist where the top wallet with the most tickets will win a bad kid. So the top 2 wallets with the most tickets automatically win a bad kid.
Atlas, sounds like you may have to do some raffles for Bad Berries and Daniel's project too.
Yeah, that would be dope. I don't know if you guys wanna that would be dope. Because the platform is permissionless, so anybody can go ahead and create a raffle, and everything is on chain as well. So that's pretty neat. So let's do it. Just the app is AtlasDAO.app, and you can go there on the app that AtlasDAO. You can go there and create a raffle anytime.
Amazing. I'll tell you about then after the mint.
Yeah. So there's gonna be with this big raffle, you can just if you wanna participate, you can participate. But if you're aware, you just wanna win a bad kid, you can just be number 1 and number 2 and the most tickets, and you automatically win 2 bad kids, 1 and 2 and stuff like that. We also have present for the top 20 wallet. So it's not just the top 2. The 3rd one will be a bid kid. 4th wallet with the most tickets will be a pixel squid. 5th one will be a pixel wizards. We also have some coping punk keep going down and down.
Art Atlas staff, thanks a lot. We're gonna move on. I think we've got another speaker request here. Let's see if this is a real user or not. Brace yourselves for maybe. Hello, Dragon. Are you with us?
Hi. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hey. Well, how's it going? Welcome. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Yeah, it's good. I was just wondering. I hopped in late, so if this was answered already, I just want to ask Bad Berries if their mint is tonight or tomorrow. Just confirmation. And how I go about that.
Yeah, so the mint, the whitelist will go live tonight. So if anyone does want to be on the whitelist, we've not published the mainnet yet. It's probably going to go live in the next, I'd say, 30 minutes. So feel free to tweet me with your addresses if you want to be added to the whitelist. But what I will say is that we're using the Merkle tree whitelist for this mint. So essentially what that means is that we can have a huge whitelist. So all stars stakers are on the whitelist. All bad kids holders are on the whitelist, and then also all of the sloth holders, they're also on the whitelist as well. If anyone on this wants to be added, just send me a tweet on Twitter, and I'll add you to the whitelist. But yeah, we're hoping to go live in the next 30 minutes for a whitelist.
Might be one of the first star stakers reward, or like everyone's getting airdrops, star stakers getting none. I've heard that a lot, and well, they're getting a whitelist. That's the first of its kind, I guess.
Exactly. We need to start somewhere, don't we?
How many users on this whitelist so far?
Good question. Let me double check for you right now. I believe it was like 40,000. But let me just pull that up quickly and check.
In the meantime, Daniel, can you tell us what was the most challenging thing about launching this project?
Well, the most challenging part of this process, I think, was the very first was the decisions that I took about the project itself, because the project is those pictures, like the panoramic ones that you can see in the post. But how can I like transform those pictures into a collection? Like the very first collection that I'm just doing, how can I transform this like these pictures into collection? So the decision that I took for these pictures was like, what happened if I just divided the pictures into eight pieces, and eight pieces each one? No, you know, in total it are 16 pieces, like to complete the panoramic picture. So I just tried just like, okay, I really want that each piece contains anything that looks great, like for example an antenna, a building, a hill, the smoke. But I didn't want that the picture, like an antenna, was like, just like cut it in the half, because for the pieces maybe it was necessary. But no, like the real first goal was like the pieces must contain something without anything being cut. So the antennas could be entire, like is not damaged, the picture is entire, you know, the pieces. So my idea was like, maybe for the collection I can do like those pieces, the holders, the collectors can buy some pieces and maybe reconstruct the puzzle of these panoramic pictures. And in the end, I was thinking like, maybe I can do like four postal cards, like four square pictures of the panoramic. So I decided like to take some like critical parts of the panoramics and join together, and into a square format, and those pictures are separate pictures to complete 20 assets for the collections. So, like, I was thinking, like, a postal card. I really like that picture, like, maybe a postal card. So that was the really big first decision that I took for to create this collection. And during the process, I think the hardest part was like to start to understand how Discord really works. And yeah, just like the very first time that I just saw Stargaze Studio was kind of, okay, I'm not confident at all, but I will do it no matter what. Thankfully, I got so many support from Brady, from Figaro's, from Maura. So that makes me feel more like, yeah, you know, like relaxed during the process. And yeah, I think that process was very important for me, just because I really need to understand how this industry works, how all the process of minting and all these kind of decisions are done, you know. So yeah, basically that was like the path that I just took for being here with you all.
Thank you very much. We've got a couple of people request to speak, and I think Twitter might have dropped them here. Let's see if they come back on. Daniel, do you have any advice to new creators who would look to launch their very first collection?
Wow. I think something that I really found valuable is the real importance of doing community here, you know, like, to don't be afraid of being present into those spaces like this one. Don't be afraid to ask to another creators their pathways of doing things. If you feel afraid, is something like is.
I think we.
Yeah, sorry, wrong button.
Oh,
okay. Bad Berries, do you have your info yet?
Sorry, I was talking, but I'm not sure if I was with the microphone off.
We can hear it. Yeah.
Oh God, I was just talking about this question, but apparently my microphone was off. But yeah, basically, just in a brief way, I said, like, don't be afraid to be in the X spaces, to hear the people, to hear all the creators. And if you really want to get into this process of NFT minting, Stargaze, and all the marketplaces, don't be afraid to ask for help, for ask for advice to creators. It's like to just willing to get in touch with the persons that are doing things. So in my process to being present in exit spaces, like hearing, chatting, asking questions in a random way, you know, like, I was hearing you, but I have a question. I really want to participate. In that way, I was creating my own community. And I think this is like the most important part of this. Like, this is, could be my advice for new creators. Like, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for advice. Be present in some spaces. Hear to different people. Hear to creators, like, listen what they have to say, and ask for advice, opinions. The people here, I found them like very kind, so don't be afraid of this.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's some really great advice. Badbird, yeah, do you have your numbers for us? Also, yeah, what is your mint price?
Yeah, so it's 96,000 on the whitelist at the moment.
And I've just added about 10 people who have messaged me on Twitter asking to add them. So they've all been added as well. Yeah, Whitelist Press price is going to be 300 stars. So that'll be live for 24 hours. And then public mint will be 400 stars.
All right, exciting. What's this whitelist consist of? Is it mini NFT projects? Is it active users? Or like, how'd you grab them?
So it's all star stakers. Feel like star stakers haven't got much love recently, so I wanted to put something on for them. So star stakers, it's bad kids holders, and then I also threw on the new sloth holders from last week. So it's those three collections. Sorry, two collections and then the stars stakers.
Okay, beautiful. I see there's two people who are requesting to speak, but Twitter is not letting you guys on. I'm going to still try to get you guys on, but if you also want to ask your question or make your comment in the thread, we can read it out live here. I know. So, all right, guys. Bernie, do you got any questions for these guys?
No, I'm out of questions.
Anything we missed? Oh, Daniel, I don't think we heard your mint price. Is this a vending minter?
This collection are composed of 20 pieces of 20 NFTs, and each piece has a price of 3,000 stars.
Okay, great. Is there anything we missed from your collection that you guys want to mention?
No, for me, no.
Yeah, not for me either.
Okay, great, guys. I'm going to give one more second if these guys are able to pop on, but it looks like we're having more X issues here. But everyone have a great Freshman Friday tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you guys next week. Have a great one.
Thanks for your time, guys. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you very much to you all being here today. Thank you.
Have a great evening, everyone.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
spaces.